Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6 March 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight, just me and you. I got several things I want to review with you. Then I have several things I would have some scriptures I want to share with you. Also, I think are very, very vital today's what's going on in the world today. I mean, really vital. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the whole program because it's going to take me a while to go through the issues I want to talk to you about, go through the scriptures, and I'll take phone calls next half hour if I can fit the time in because this is very important, all right? Before I do that, though, make a prayer request for a gentleman named Albert. Jan from Iowa called in last week and asked about this on Thursday, and she shared it in Bible study Saturday morning. Albert has got cancer. He lost his wife and sister already, and he's going through quite a few problems. So keep Albert in your prayers, please. And also a guy named Roger. Roger has abused his body with drugs for many, many, many years, totally turned away from Christ. And he didn't want to talk about any kind of biblical information. He didn't care about any of that. Well, Roger is having some very serious health effects. He's only, I think, probably in his 30s. And he may not make it. Be softened to the idea of who Christ is. So keep Roger, please, in your prayers. Most of all, most importantly, that he will have somebody given, sent over to his life that can share Christ with him and he can understand how what it means to truly repent and be born again. And secondly, that the Father may heal his body according to his mercy and grace. But folks, keep Roger in prayers, please, for this, for his soul especially. And I, as I've mentioned many times, you folks know who Todd is, my producer in this broadcast. Todd is an absolutely phenomenal guy to work with. He really is. He puts up with me, and I give him a hard time, and vice versa. I got to meet him and his wife, Dawn, somewhere before last. Went up to Pennsylvania, to Gettysburg, and they lived near there, and went to visit them. They took us out to dinner, had a great visit. And Dawn's such a sweet little lady. She really is. She puts up with Todd. I mean, what do you expect? But anyway, Don's having some health issues also. Her circulation in one of her feet is not doing well at all. And she's not diabetic, and she had none of the problems that we associate with that, but she's going to the doctor's trying to find out how to take care of it. So it can be serious. Would you all please keep Don, that's Todd's wife, in your prayers? You pray warriors all over the world. I'm thinking about everybody that listens, emailed me from all over the world. Please, if you know who Christ is, would you please ask him that ask our Father in Christ's name that he touch Dawn and heal her body. And I mean that. Would you please do that, okay? I mean, it's very important that we do that. For those of you that do not receive our Minuteman magazine, March's issue has been sent out, but I have it in my email. If you want to receive the Minuteman magazine, this was a huge one, probably about 60 pages long, for free, email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com and send one to the magazine. I'll send you March's issue. I still got no file in my email. Send it right out to you and put you on the list to receive that and all of our email blasts, which are vitally important. And listen, I wouldn't do it. If it wasn't important, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't waste my time. I'd rather go fishing sometimes. You know what I mean? So they're important. If you want our Minuteman magazine, email me and say, Pastor Butch, I want it. Email me at PastorButch@startmail, like you start a car, startmail.com. Please do that. That's very, very important. And starting off tonight, I'm going to read a segment of an article I printed off. It's 20 pages long, so I was going to wait and put it in next month's magazine, but it's too important. If you want a copy of an article entitled Funding the Control Grid, the Food Framework, I hope you get it. I'm going to read part of it to you just in a minute. But before I do, most of everybody out there, I never watched this gentleman. I guess I was getting too old to watch much TV, but yeah, most people remember Mr. Rogers. I would say a gentler soul was never born. This man was come across as someone who actually had a heart. Now, Mr. Rogers made a statement in one of his programs some years ago, I'm sure, that today's can be considered hateful, racist, homophobic. I don't know what else you'd call him. I mean, he was just a hater when he said this, I'm sure. And he meant it to hurt people, I'm sure. He really did. You know, Mr. Rogers is such a hateful person. One, I mean, cursing and swearing and all that. You know what kind of guy he was, right? Well, Mr. Rogers made a statement in one of his programs. I want to ask Todd to play for you, just a few seconds long. I want you to listen to what he's saying in this little clip here. And then we'll get into this is serious also, but get into some really serious things. If you don't mind, Todd, play that clip.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mommies.
Oh, only girls can.
Only boys can be the daddies.
Todd, that was good enough for you to play it one more time if you have it ready. Folks, listen to this. To even have to discuss anything contrary, this is so doggone ridiculous that it shouldn't be brought up in a conversation. But unfortunately, it has to be. Play it one more time, Todd, if you don't care.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mommies.
Oh, only girls can.
Only boys can be the daddies.
Okay. I just want to play that. See, even back then, now this hasn't been 100 years ago. It's been maybe 25 years ago, I'm guessing. I don't know when this was filmed. This was not even an issue as far as confusing the genders. But it's played out real well in our time. But nonetheless, I'm going to read a few paragraphs to you out of this article entitled Funding the Control Grid, the Food Framework. And I want you to get if you want it, 20 pages long, if you want to know how this is playing out, folks, and if you have an eye to see, you're going to see this playing out before us right now. A donation of $5 to just pay postage, all I ask, pay postage. And postage is expensive. If I could afford it, folks, to give it away. Right now, we're struggling just to pay the bills. Worse than we have been in a long time, just to tell you the truth. But if you want to copy this, Funding the Control Grid, the Food Framework. Listen to what it says. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. This quote has been attributed to Henry Kissinger, though he denies ever saying it. Kissinger certainly did, however, perfect the weaponization of food through the Kissinger Report during his tenure as Secretary of State. The Kissinger Report outlined a covert operation to force compliance with a depopulation agenda using food aid as leverage in underdeveloped countries of strategic U.S. interest. report posited the following question. Would food be considered an instrument of national power? Is the U.S. prepared to accept food rationing to help people who can't, won't control their population growth? Repeat that. Is the U.S. prepared to accept food rationing to help people who can't or won't control the population growth? Should the U.S. seek to change its own food consumption patterns toward more efficient use of protein? Are mandatory population control measures appropriate for the U.S. and or for others? The use of food as a weapon of war is a centuries-old tactic perfected in recent decades by the likes of Kissinger and passed down through his protege, Klaus Schwab. Schwab's World Economic Forum has planted young global leaders throughout the world to carry out a continuum of Kissinger's depopulation plan, in part by controlling and transforming the food supply. Weaponizing of the food and water systems is one aspect in a much larger scheme to create a control grid over the entire global population. The food control grid consists of four key elements. Poisoning the food and water supply. Pay attention, folks. See if it sounds familiar. Now, these four elements are broken down in some detail in the article. It's 20 pages long. Poisoning the food and water supply. Manufacturing food shortages. How about the plants being blown up and burned up or whatever? Consolidating food and water systems and weaponizing food programs while tracking the food supply and the people. The purpose of this report is to outline these important aspects of the food control grid, as well as for funding for programs that contribute to this operation, condensed from 6,000 pages of legislation in the omnibus and NDAA passed through Congress at the end of 2022. This was passed through Congress at the end of 2022 on how the key elements is poisoning food and water supply. We can name one probably up in maybe East Palestine, Ohio, couldn't we, huh? Manufacturing food shortage, like I said, 130 or so food processing plants and manufacturing plants and poultry plants have been shut down. Consolidating food and water systems. They're going to make a profit on food and water because there's been water shortages, folks, all over the country and around the world. And weaponizing food programs while tracking food and the people. That is what is coming in this report. We'll make it in some detail. You should get a copy of the report and make all the copies you want of it and give it to everybody you can listen to you, because this is one of the final pushes to take this world under total control. $5 for the postage. In a way of some good news, Christian school that embraced the LGBTQ community is forced to close its doors. Let me repeat that first headline there. Christian school that embraced the LGBTQ community is forced to close its doors. Christian school. A conflict over what it means to be Christian is forcing a school in Kansas City, Missouri, to close. Urban Christian Academy is a private K-8 school with enrollment of 100 that describes itself as providing tuition-free, high-quality, Christ-centered education for low-income students. The school's mission statement has always stressed inclusivity in general terms, noting that following Jesus opens up doors and makes room at the table. But last year it added a paragraph to its website, which read in part, now pay attention, "We are an affirming school. We stand with the LGBTQIA+ community and believe in their holiness. We celebrate the diversity of God's creation in all its varied and beautiful forms." According to the school, the update prompted donors to stop contributing money. But folks, what it boils down to is they lost 80% of the contributions, had to close the school down. God bless those who are quick giving. Four of them were churches, I think. His mothers, they said, "We're not going to give you more. This is ridiculous. We're seeing some kickback." Praise God for that. But a Christian school, do you understand how much this cancer of sexual perversion has invaded our country? Now, I want to say this and move on. We're seeing more and more in every front catastrophes, situations that didn't happen before. If you watch any world news on about any channel, you see about airplanes catching on fire, running the birds in the air, and some of them are clipping wings on the tarmac, and people are getting are trying to take open doors and trying to get out of the plane while it's in flight, and on it goes, and we hear about another train wreck, of course, in Ohio and Springfield, Ohio. We see all this catastrophe, and the snows drifts out in California so high, and piled up along the road, they're 20 foot high. All this is happening. There's so much going on, and worldwide. I know I described this on Melody's program today. I never was a professional boxer, but I did do some sparring in my younger day when I was in the Air Force. I liked to mess around and just play around. I took a little bit of karate in there also. But nonetheless, in boxing, one of the main tactics is the punch, the jab, if you will. The jab. You jab and you jab and you jab. And what your goal is to get your opponent back on his heels. He's trying to back away. You're jabbing and jabbing and jabbing and jabbing. You're setting him up for a takedown punch. We're being jabbed and jabbed and jabbed. I don't just mean the vaccine. I mean with all these so-called disasters and coincidences all over the country. I mean rioting everywhere. The terrorists, the so-called terrorists that in Georgia, you know, did what they did down there. And all the, it's everywhere. Another jab, if you will. Another jab. Another jab. Well, a girls' basketball team withdrew from a state tournament in protest of a transgender player who dominates games. I'm not going to go through all this. I don't have time. But this is in mid-Vermont Christian School Eagles forfeited their playoff game because they play against a male. A male that said, and the other team that had him was so tickled to have him. They said that in a previous interview, Mountain Lions coach Courtney Stastny boasted about Rose Johnson, who is 6'1", is the tallest member of the team, and his ability to block shots. Rose brings such a great energy to the floor. We nicknamed her Rose, not in my house Johnson, because he just does not let anything come through the lane. This is a man, a boy, wanting to be a pervert, wanting to be a girl, and I mean pervert. If you obey the Bible, they wouldn't be around today. But none of them, oh, you're a preacher, you're hateful. No, I'm not. I'm teaching the Bible. Do what you want. And now we have girls' team, Christian school, can't even play because they won't tolerate that. And God bless their hearts. I'm going to hurry through these other things here. Some more jabs. Then we'll get to make the point we'll make tonight. But I'm not going to rush it because I want you to understand what I'm saying. Yes, our Savior is mighty. Our God is mighty. Our strength in Him should be unquestionable. But we are just people. We're mere mortals. So we can be frustrated, aggravated, and become angry in a righteous anger. Righteous anger is fine. But if let turn to bitterness, folks, it'll destroy you. But anyway, let's move on. It's effective. New York City shops deploy crime fighting dogs to deter shoplifters. Now, let's make this point. New York City school stores, CVS is one of them, hired a man with a dog, a handler and a dog, to stop shoplifters, and it's working so far. They saw some shoplifters who they knew were shoplifters walk in the door, saw the dog, and walked out without stealing anything because it works. But again, another decaying society, another jab that puts everybody off balance. Stores have to hire canine units to protect their stores. And in California, in certain places, in certain cities, Los Angeles is one of them, people are spending as much as $70,000 for guard dogs for their homes. This is a decaying society, if you will. And the UK government just admitted this. I don't know if they went into it or not, but they did. Official figures sneakingly published by the UK government revealed that the triple-plus vaccinated population accounted for 92% of COVID-19 deaths throughout the entirety of 2022. Now pay attention. And 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths in England over the past 2 years. All the COVID deaths through 2022 have been people vaccinated triple plus. And over the last 2 years, 9 out of 10 deaths by COVID were the same results. Can you see how Satan right now, my friends, is trying to get us off balance? Jabbing. And I don't mean, again, vaccination, but he keeps punching at us and getting us off balance, throwing things at us quick and furiously. I mean, if you were a boxer and you could really throw jabs at, I mean, like a jackhammer, you could just about defeat your opponent because he wouldn't have a chance to get his balance. This is what I'm saying. We're being jabbed, and they're trying to throw us off balance. And it's working. COVID worked. It was not just a jab. It was a huge punch. And it knocked the nations on their butts. Shut down churches, for goodness sake. And businesses that never recovered because of it. And now, of course, some of the truth is coming out. We know that. In Montana, they're going to try to stop the vaccines from being given at all to anybody. And even Putin in Russia withdrew all the vaccines out of the drugstores and said, get rid of them. We don't want these any longer. So we're seeing some things happen that people get their eyes open. But nonetheless, these jabs are not going to quit coming. Now, I've said all this to make a point, and we'll move on now. I hear this only from Christians, obviously, because they're the ones that have faith in Christ. I've heard them say many times, well, God's with us. He'll protect us through all this. And we'll be okay. Now, of course, we have those who believe that we'll be raptured out of here. Don't worry about it. Nonsense. Total nonsense. Not in the Bible. Anywhere in the Bible. We have those that believe that. Don't we have those who believe that once you become a Christian, you can never backslide and be lost again. You can live like hell and go to heaven type teaching. Not in the Bible. But nonetheless, everyone says, well, I have faith, so therefore God would deliver me. He'll take me to a place of safety. He'll put me in a place of safety. And that is possible. It could happen. But folks, we've got to quit trying we've got to quit trying to put thoughts in God's mind is that we know you're going to deliver us, so we're not worried about it. We'll stand for you, and you'll take care of us. Don't worry about it. We know you'll take us out. You'll take us out of this. You'll put us in a safe place when all this is going on. And that isn't what he may have in mind for us at all. He may have a different road for us to walk on. Now, let me make some points, if I could, here, folks, because this is so important. I mentioned this briefly at Bible study this last weekend. And by the way, if you didn't get checks this past Saturday's Bible study, oh, my gosh. Phenomenal. Phil Hudock did a great job putting together a video. Absolutely phenomenal job. But I'm going to talk to you about faith a minute, what faith is, and what faith can produce in a man or woman's life. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Through faith, the elders received a good report, folks. Things happened, of course, to Enoch and others who was translated that he didn't die. And all these things happened with Noah, who was warned from God to build the ark. And through fear of the Lord, he built the ark and saved his family and created some of creation. All this is in Hebrews chapter 11. Read it for yourself sometime. I mean, Abraham was called out of Ur. Went to a place he never heard of before for an inheritance, but he went, not even knowing where he was going. And he followed right on through to the time that they entered into the promised land. Or he never got to enter, but he led the people. And even his wife, Sarah, conceived the child when she was way too old to even think about having children. These are done by faith. These are all works of faith. All works of faith. And I said, these people, they could have denounced the faith, went back to where they come from. Abraham could have done that. He could have went back, but he desired a better country, if you will, the Bible says, a better country. A better country. It wasn't on this earth. It was a heavenly country he desired to be in. That was the place he looked to. He was blessed on this earth, no doubt. But when Moses went into the edge of the promised land, he didn't get enter in because he made a mistake or two. In other words, said, you'll see it, but you can't go in it. Abraham went into it and said, this isn't my eternal home. I'm looking for a city not built by hands. That's faith, folks. He didn't see it. That was faith. He offered up his only son, Isaac, his only begotten son, his only son by his wife, Sarah, as a sacrifice. When Sarah could not have any more children, he offered a sacrifice because God asked him to as a trial. He did have a faith. And folks, we could go on and on about all these great heroes of the scriptures who did so many miracles by faith, through faith. I mean, Moses, chose not to be the son of Pharaoh. He chose to follow God and give up all these things by faith. We talk about Rahab, the harlot. Yeah, a harlot, a prostitute that saved the Hebrew children from being arrested. Was put into the lineage of Christ by faith. She hung the red rope outside her window, outside the wall of the city, so her family would not be killed when the Israelites come in. Folks, we can go on for a long time at this. We talk about Gideon and Samson and all the rest of them who did things through faith, that they subdued kingdoms, they brought forth righteousness, they obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions. They were mighty men and women of God, no doubt about it. But listen, all those things were accomplished through faith in God alone. They knew they could trust his word. I mean, the three Hebrew children cast into the fiery furnace. The king said, if you don't bow, we're going to burn you. He kept his word. He fired the furnace up seven times higher than it usually was. Even the guards who tried to put them in were slain by the heat. But they went in and not one hair was singed. And Christ was seen walking among them, the Son of God. But all these things, folks, they went through. But now, on into the rest of this chapter, we got to look at. It's important we look at this, folks, because I am not going to promise you or myself. I'm not going to make believe that Butch Paul is going to go to a place of protection. If it's my Father's will, I will. If it isn't, that's fine. I want to serve him no matter what. And that's got to be the harsh desire of all of us. Not just something that we dreather, but a conviction that we won't compromise. Understand this. We may be delivered physically out of this mess. And then again, we may be one of the first ones taken out with the first wave. We may be imprisoned. You may be punished for a stand. But let's discuss the rest of this chapter and the faith that brought these miracles before God and before men and nations. Let's discuss the same faith as it works a different way in other people's lives. Don't go away.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we are back on the downhill half the broadcast. And if you want to call and get on the phone, you can. I'll get to you just a few minutes. But if you want to call, go ahead and call in and get on the hold. That's fine. If you're not, hang on by another 5 or 10 minutes. But when the line is open, it'll be 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Back to the issue of faith and trust in our Creator, our God, our Savior, our Lord, our Master. All of us know that the disciples who followed Christ were martyred, all but one. And he was about just the same being martyred, through, exiled on an island of Patmos. So he was almost, you say, martyred to the point, but he put there for a reason to write, obviously, the book of Revelation. We know that the Apostle Paul was also martyred. Now, these men were the men that Christ chose personally. Even Paul was chosen personally to do to be what they were to be. And for their lifetime, they went out and preached the gospel, saw miracles happen, raised the dead, healed the sick. Many souls come to Christ because of their teachings. But in the end, his will for them was death. Martyrism, if you will. And they accomplished the healings of the sick, the raising of the dead, the feeding of the poor, the salvation of souls. They accomplished through faith. And that same faith in Christ carried them right up through their executions. That same faith that healed the sick and raised the dead was what kept them faithful through going to prison and being beheaded and killed with the sword and boiled in oil, crucified upside down, all that. Now listen, right in the middle of a verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35 says, women receive their dead raised to life again. And then all of a sudden it changes courses. And others were tortured not accepting deliverance. They could have been delivered. All they do is denounce Christ, denounce their faith, okay? They could have been delivered. But they might obtain a better resurrection. They chose not to be delivered from the judgment, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now listen to this, folks. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, I mean whipped. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Now pay attention, folks. This next verse is very important. You think, well, why would he give Moses and Noah and all the others such great miracles and such great lives? And why would he do that to these people, to Abraham and all of them? And then let these people be destitute, live in caves, be put in prison, be sawn asunder. Why would he kill with the sword? Why would he do that? Because it was his divine will for them to go through this for his glory, as a witness to the world of who they were in him. Now pay attention to this next verse, because it's vitally important. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise on this earth. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Folks, listen to this. The same faith that brought them miracles is the same faith that took them through prison, being beheaded, being sawn asunder, whatever. The same faith has maintained martyrs by the millions since Christ left this earth. And the church in America had been put through trials already. They've been tested, folks. We have been tested already. Now, this can make some of y'all mad, and frankly, I really don't care. Get mad if you want to. I don't care. Most churches in America have failed the test of faith when they shut down their churches because their governor said they should. The church showed his collars yellow, right down their back, because they believed the edict of Caesar over the commandment of Christ, the commandment of God. You see, Nebuchadnezzar put out a decree and told the people, when you hear the music playing, you better bow down and worship my idol. If you don't, I'm going to kill you. He put out a decree. You better shut down what you're doing, close your businesses, you better bow down. I don't care if you're working in your shop, I don't care if you're in the field, I don't care if you're in church, wherever you are, when you hear my music, you bow down, and you face my idol, and you bow down to it. And the people did. There were other Israelites there besides Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, by the way, which was not their real names. Look it up sometime. You find that was not their name. Name given them by the king, if you will, the governors of where they were captive. But now listen. He put out a decree. There were probably tens of thousands of Hebrews there, Israelites. All of them bowed but four that we know of. The decree was disobeyed before men. Well, a couple of years ago, our Caesar put out a decree to shut down the churches. Stay home. Don't go to work. Keep 6 foot distance. Wear the mask. And what did the churches do? Oh, yes, sir, King, whatever you say. Whatever you say, we'll obey you, King. After all, our preacher said we got to obey Romans 13. So we'll obey you, King. We'll disobey the laws of God when we're told not to forsake the assembly together. We'll stay home. We'll obey you. We'll wear a mask. We'll just say, yes, sir, Master, and obey what you say. Don't you worry about it, King. We're with you all the way. The church in America, the world, but I'm talking about America, the nation is going to be burned with fire, hellfire, in the very near future, I do believe. Because She turned her back on God. And those that call themselves Christians decide they're going to obey and obey man and disobey God. A decree was put out across the land. And the churches as a whole melted into the hands of the tyrant. Never dawned on them not to obey because they did not have the faith to stand in the face of this fear of a virus. If we cannot stand in the face of a fear of a virus, how are you going to stand up when they come to your home to arrest you for preaching the gospel or sharing the truth? How are you going to stand when they come and take your children? What are you going to do then? If you're afraid now to even speak the truth and not to obey Caesar, I will not wear a mask. And that's just something, folks, I've made my mind to do. And it is inconvenient. It makes you feel bad sometimes. I won't go in the hospital and see people, but I couldn't because I wouldn't wear a mask. Thank God it's been lifted around here now, but that for a while you couldn't go visit somebody. Well, you couldn't go anyway for a long time. They would, your mom and dad's in a nursing home or hospital, you couldn't go see them. They die by themselves. The church obeyed Caesar. I mean, wonder why America had been turned over into hell. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Do you understand the point of this whole teaching tonight? We're going to get hit in the face. I just read a bunch of stories today, all true. Jabs and jabs and jabs and jabs and punches and punches to keep us off balance. But if we're anchored in Christ, if we're standing on the rock, if we're on the rock and rooted around the rock, we'll not be knocked off that rock. But if we build our life in the hopes of something getting better on this earth, if we sunk our roots into sand, so to speak, hoping that we can find this will turn around and everything's going to get better, you're in for a rude awakening, my friends. Payday's going to be hell. And you're going to see it start in America for sure, I guarantee you. You're in for a very rude awakening. If Christ is not our anchor, if Christ is not our shield, if Christ is not our refuge, then we have no hope. No, I didn't say do stupid things and get, you know, go out and play like you're going to jump off a cliff and you're not going to get hurt because you trust God or that. No, I'm saying faith in He that said He would keep you till it's time to take you home. Faith to stand what's against what's evil, no matter what the cost. And that is going to cost something, folks. I'm going to just tell you this when we get to our cause. Let me just tell you this. This month is 30 years of me being on the radio. 30 years. And by the grace of God, folks, we managed to pay the bills right on through. But I have lost supporters. Now, they were really, I thought, going to be with me the rest of my time. They were good friends, I thought. They were going to stay with us no matter what. And then walked off and left us for different reasons. Most of them because I won't compromise a word. Most of them because some of them say, well, I'm too hard because I say that murderers should be put to death, just like the Bible says, and rapists and sexual perverts. It's in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. And they say I'm too hard when I tell them that they need to arm themselves to defend their families. One gentleman that listens to us in North Carolina, I don't know why he listens. He's a nice guy. His name is Steve, but he's all the time writing letters about different things. And some of it makes some pretty good sense. But nonetheless, he has a hard time preaching about arming ourselves to defend their families, although the Bible teaches that very clearly. And you say, well, that won't do any good. We're not going to win it. That's not the point, folks. Those who were sawn asunder, that were beheaded. They didn't win it here on the earth as far as a physical battle. No. That didn't mean that some of them didn't fight either. Many were martyred in battle trying to defend themselves. Many Christians have died in battle defending their families and their homes. But they're willing to die for the truth and obey God. Understand that, folks. This is so serious. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, there's a couple of news items I want to share on the program. First, a local story from Framingham, Massachusetts. This is a council meeting with Michael Hugo. Now, I did a Zoom call to this meeting, and basically he talked about how disabled babies are a drain on resources, and I have the full meeting online. And this is very scary. This is now Framingham is a real Democrat city. The good thing is there was so much outrage. Michael Hugo got ousted. He was the council chair in that city. You can look that up on your own. And number two, and let's see here, number two, in Brazil is really going down the drain. Brazil had their carnival this year. It was all demonic. And there was a scene to where Jesus was getting beaten by the devil. And this comes from a Christian Patriot site, but they had the video up showing how evil it was.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, look here in America, what's going on with our Grammys and all this. Look at that. Look what's going on there at a halftime at the Super Bowl. I mean, it's the same evil scenario.
No, you're right about that. But you see, I differ from a lot of people because I don't think America is in the last days on an eschatological scale as far as the New World Order. But what I do believe now is America is being conditioned to become a communist country. And just like empires of the past, we're being ready to be taken down in a very harsh, harsh way. Yuri Bezmenov put out the steps back in the 1980s with his classic interview with G. Edward Griffin. It's a video you can find online. It's very easy to find. And you see, we're almost into the crisis stage. Yuri Bezmenov had four steps to take down America. Once the crisis stage occurs, or the preamble, and by the way, there's a good show on Global Star Network, and it's with Doug Thornton on American Vindicta, and it stars and it has this pastor, the preacher on, and he talks about communism all the way. For some reason, I forgot his name, and basically, he talks about a pattern, and in communism, you have a pattern. We're almost to Great Terror in America, and after Great Terror, you have Pink and Red Terror. And we haven't hit that stage yet, but we're getting very, very close to hitting that stage. What do you think, Pastor, before I go?
Well, I believe America is already a communist country. We'll say some gun rights and whatever left, but we're a communist country already. I mean, the government runs, controls everything. We're communist almost to the core, no doubt about it.
Go ahead.
And Doug Thornton's on it. Well, Doug Thornton's on the program a few weeks ago. Doug's a good guy. I'm going to have him again soon.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, but, America, Jeff, has to pay. America's going to pay more than any nation in history. And it's going to be hellfire, so to speak, when it happens. I mean, if you read the book of Peter's, First Peter, you realize that Sodom and Gomorrah is given to us for an example. America has turned wholeheartedly into Sodom and Gomorrah. You know that.
No, you are right. I will only slightly disagree with you on the communist part. We're not quite under communism yet because I live in a communist state. But the communism will come when you have tanks in the streets and when you see people like us disappear. The communism will come when you won't have a Global Star. You won't have mainstream
radio. I agree. I totally agree with that. I do. And we do see tanks in the street. And we do have many people who suicide themselves. You know that.
Of course. But it's not well known. The difference is, in a communist country, Cuba has a rapid response brigade. In other words, you didn't say a word about Fidel Castro, or you get beaten
up. I understand what you're saying. I do.
We don't have that.
Not yet. Not yet. I agree. Not yet.
Not yet.
But that makes us more accountable, though. That makes this nation, who had everything that we had at one time, from a Christian perspective, from the very beginning of 1600s, it makes us much more accountable than any nation in history. So you really can't compare Cuba and Russia with America. Although Russia now is becoming more Christian than America is.
No, you are 100% right about that. And let's see, basically it's Waldron. That's the guy's name, is Walden. And he had a good report on communism and how we are heading towards a communist government. For some reason, I forgot the guy's first name. But you can find it on American Vindicta.
Okay.
Very good show. Everybody must listen to it. Pastor, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome, Jeff. You call anytime. Good to have you. Good comments.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Very good comments. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's one thing. So these stupid characters have fell apart for a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I believe that separation of church and state is in our Constitution.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
They do. And most of them are, most of them are branches of the federal government. They don't know it.
Yeah, uh-huh. See, the other way, who's supposed to be in charge of the other, the church, not the vice versa?
Yeah, that's right. I agree. I totally agree. The church was to be salt and light to the whole earth and make sure things were done in the right order. The church in America has quit being the church before I was born. It quit being church.
They've always been competent carpetbaggers that we got into the system. They like Trump and the rest of the
Well, with the church, with their eyes wide open, watching it happen. But I'll tell you one thing, Mick, something we praise about. I read the last chapter in the book, and we're going to win this thing in the end. Our nation is going to be gone, but we'll be around forever. And that's the best thing to look forward to is a future. But right now we got to spread the gospel of Christ and warn them this is coming. Mick, thanks for the call. Good points. Thank you. I mean, folks, this is a fact. We got to warn the people. My ministry is not like most ministries. When you watch our Bible study, you know, I do preach sometimes. I do, and I did a little bit tonight. But my ministry is to expose evil and to warn the church, this is what's coming. It's here now. Get ready, because all hell's breaking loose. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't suffered under blood, so to speak. But it's coming. And it's going to come on our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Let's go speak to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome. Hello, Jan.
Everything's getting better. It's Marcia, slowly, hopefully, praying for it. The gentleman who said that the time is coming when we won't have the networks for Christian, and it's sooner than you think, because this state of emergency that was just declared by Biden actually has in there that they can take the equipment, take everything away.
Oh yes.
With
oh yeah. That's been
authority.
Done executive. That was done executive order.
Here.
That's done executive order in a long time.
That's already
ago.
Here.
Yes.
It's already here. And just so you know, the School of the Ozarks is taking their case to the Supreme Court. This gender neutral bathrooms and all that other stuff that goes against their Christian beliefs, and they are asking the Supreme Court to hear their case. So
it'd be wonderful if the Supreme Court would rule under the supreme law of God. You know, it hasn't for a long time to really matter. I mean, let's face it, look what's happened. And we have to understand
they're still out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's if the Supreme Court.
Fighting back.
We have to fight back. And you're right. If the Supreme Court doesn't rule in favor of God's law, then we have to disobey the Supreme Court, don't we?
That's right. So at one end of the state, you got people going along with it, and at the other end, you got them fighting it.
Yep.
And there should be people somewhere in the middle. That's just one state.
Well, you know, if everyone who called themselves Christians would fight it, we stop it. Only a few are fighting it, though.
Yeah.
Just like you mentioned, a church in Missouri.
Yeah,
where are the other 1,000 churches in Missouri?
Exactly. But, you know, God said, told us this would come, too.
Yes, he did. And it's going to be a great falling away, and that's
there.
Certainly happened. And great falling away is already
It's all
happened.
There. It's all
yes,
there.
It is. Thank
it's
you, Jan,
there.
For the call. I appreciate it.
And everybody, don't forget to send your donations in to keep Pastor online or on shows, you know. I look forward Monday,
you,
Tuesday,
thank
Wednesday,
you.
And every other Saturday. Calling you up and saying, Pastor.
God bless you. Sis, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're
thank you
welcome.
So much. All right, talk to you soon. Folks, got time for another phone call. If you want to hurry, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And we do need some of a small miracle to keep this thing moving. I'm just telling the truth, folks. We're at half what we ought to be this time of month, half. And that means that we have enough maybe for next month. I don't like going into next month with this. It's just with hardly enough to pay the bills. So if you can help, that's fine. If you can't, then just pray for us. A little deal will be done. 30 years in radio, folks, maybe it's time for me to move on. I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. I've tried to quit twice. He wouldn't let me. My father won't let me. So it's in his hands. And I'm going to trust him for that. I really, truly am. But again, folks, the faith that we must have is faith unto life, even if it means our death. Understand what I'm saying to you? The worst they can do to you on this earth is kill your body. Christ said, don't sweat that. Sweat the one that can kill your soul and body. Sweat that one. Let's keep our eyes in Christ, folks, and let's keep our eyes on his word and what he wants us to do. If you want answers to the problems in this world today, you'll find them in the Bible. They're all there. If you want to know why things are happening like they are, it's all in the Bible. Now, again, I quote Deuteronomy 28:28 many times, despite you with madness and blindness of heart. Man's heart is so blackened and so blind. They don't know boundaries of evil any longer. They really don't know how to discern what's right and wrong. They've been taught too many falsehoods and lies. I just pray that by the grace of God, you and I and those listening and more will come in and understand that our duty is not to man. Our duty is not to ourselves, for sure. Our duty is not even to our family, but to a certain point. Our duty is to God all the way. As Christ said in Matthew 10, if you love anybody more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. So we have to learn that these things on this earth are temporary and at best fleeting. I mean fleeting. We shouldn't sell our soul for a piece of bread or for a hope of one more day's life. We should stand true to him, our Savior, and know these things are going to pass. The glory awaits us with him throughout eternity by faith. Walk in faith. Stand in Christ. An old song out years ago, is some, I can't remember who sung it, maybe Tammy Wynette, I'm not sure. I didn't promise you a rose garden. Well, that's what the Bible tells us. I will take care of you to the end, then I'll promise you eternity with me. But on this earth, he said, you're going to have tribulation. Remember that. Folks, see you tomorrow night with a special guest. I've never had him before. His name is Scott Shepherd. We'll see you there with him. Have a great night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.